log heap, we called them, you know, and bailed it out of logs. And they got that to burning, and they got them a lot of rocks. Of course, they're plentiful in this country. They got them a lot of rocks, put in that log heap, you know, and get them hot. And they'd roll them in that hole of water they had. And they done that to got that water hot enough, it had scalded. And they scalded those hogs.
Reheated up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've helped do that, a heat of rocks or something to warm up the water, you know, and roll a big rock in the water. And that's the way they do it till this, on this particular time. And that water got scalding. Then they'd scald the hogs. Of course, that'll cool it down a little, and they'd have to add some more rocks, you know. But while some was working on these, hogs taking the hair off, while the others was seeing after the water, you know, and rolling in the rocks and things, you know. And they dressed those hogs and taking the entrails out.
Would you explain how they'd hang them up? Would they they'd scrape them and then hang them up?
Yeah.
And just for the sake of the tape, would you explain how they got the entrails out, or what? How they would hang them up and so on?
Well, they would scrape him there on the ground, you know, right down. Of course, if we was butchering hogs around home, we usually had a scalding barrel, you know, that we hit this water in pots, big old wash pots, we called them, and pour this water in that barrel and get it. Some could just almost, we didn't have no thermometer or anything like that, but they could just get it just by putting their hand in there, you know. They could tell just about, and you scalded the hog, you know, one end at a time, you know. You scald, we'd usually scald the head first, and turn him up and down that barrel, you know, and when that hair really got to slipping, just like one, then you changed ends with him. And while it was in there, well, you jerked all the hair you could, you know, off of the head and down as far as you'd been scalding. In fact, you'd have it clean by the time that other got scalded. And then you pull him out, and we'd have a little platform, a deal, made out of lumber, you know, to roll him down on. And we'd finish him up there. And then they cut in their hind feet here in this, in there to those leaders, you know, in there. And they're taking the stick. They had them already made, and they kept them year after year. They were made out of hickory, and they sharpened on both ends. And it was about 2.5, oh, maybe 2 feet long. And they'd stick them sticks. They had notches in there to keep them from sliding off, you know. They'd stick them sticks, they'd cut down there, and stick them sticks through there, you know, and catch on that leader there, you know, and on this other. Then they hang that hog up by that stick, you see, and that kept its hind legs spread out like that.
Did that stick have a name? I read something.
Gambling stick.
Gambling stick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And later, we got to making them like a single tree, or some would use a single tree, you know, just like you plowed with, you know, they've got hooks on the end of them, you know, and that works in the same way. And then you can hang them up by that deal in the center.
You tie the feet through the hooks?
No, they run in here and hook on these leaders. You split this back of the back of the leg, right back, right up above the hoof. Split it up the shank just a little in there. Split it right down beside them leaders, and then you hook them, you know, get them pulled loose in there. They're stout, you know, they'll just hold